I can't sleep unless it's quiet, and we had really loud neighbours when we lived in the city, so I was looking forward to moving to a remote mountain village. If only I'd known the noise would be just as bad. I was shocked by how difficult it was to sleep in those first few weeks. I didn't realise how sounds could travel through the valley at night. It's especially irritating when the dogs start barking. One would start and then another would follow, then another. It was really annoying. Eventually, I managed to adjust, and now it doesn't really bother me, thank goodness.
2.
Hi, Rachel. Are you going to the meeting at the town hall? Everybody's been talking about it.
Meeting? That sounds really boring.
But it won't be. Our teacher recommended it. It's about the plans for a huge park on the edge of town with a skateboarding area.
Really?
Yeah. We should go along. Apparently, the planners want to know what sort of place people of our age need to hang out in.
It's a good idea, provided that they are really interested in us. There's nowhere to skateboard at the moment.
Too true. So are you coming with me?
You bet. I'll meet you there after basketball.
3. And before I leave you today, I just want to say that we've already received a fantastic number of entries for our new Town Square competition. In case you've forgotten, the Town Council is hoping to improve the shops and local amenities so that everybody can enjoy the public space at the heart of our town. So tell us what you want. You can email or text your ideas. As long as we get them by midnight on Friday, we'll enter them in the prize draw. Don't miss out!
4.
I'll be back by 11 p.m, I promise.
No, that's too late. You'll have to come back earlier. It's a school night.
But you know there aren't any other buses. There's one at 9 and then nothing until 11. The basketball match doesn't finish until 9:30. It's such a pain living here. I wish we'd stayed in our old house.
Look, if you told me earlier, I could have changed the time of my meeting.
It doesn't matter. I'll stay with a friend and get the later bus.
No, it's too late. I'll come and get you. But make sure your phone's on in case I need to text you.
5.
So, Mr. Benton, for teenagers who are thinking of coming to the museum to see the Sunken City, what can you tell us about it?
Well, of course, we feel really lucky to be the first city to have this exhibition. If anybody studied ancient Greece or Egypt at school or is generally interested in history, this is a chance to see how two cities that have been lost under the sea for more than 1,000 years have survived. I can't recommend it highly enough, but unless you book soon, you might miss this opportunity. Unfortunately, the exhibition is moving to another museum in just a few weeks.
6.
And good morning from Radio Rex on this chilly December morning. It looks like the freezing temperatures are causing problems today, so please be careful if you're on your way to work. At the moment, there are no signs of things improving, and we've been flooded by calls from drivers who say that several roads have closed in the city centre due to the heavy snow. Queues of traffic have started to form in other areas of the city, and unhappy commuters are reporting severe delays of up to 2 hours. According to a police spokesperson, signs are being put around the city to divert the traffic, but it could take some time before they become effective.
7.
I thought you said your aunt was coming to live near you.
Well, she's looking at a flat in an apartment complex near us, but she'll only move on condition that she sells her house in the country first.
Well, I thought that would sell easily.
Me too. It's a cute house, but really remote. There aren't any neighbours at all, and that puts people off.
Oh, I see. Yes, that would drive me mad. She'll love it when she eventually moves. You're never short of people to talk to around here.
8.
Do you want to go to the gym again this evening? It's half price for students tonight.
But we've already been twice this week. I know we want to get fit, but we don't have to go every day.
Well, what else do you suggest we do? It's too cold to hang out in the park.
You could come to my house, unless you don't want to.
No, it's not that. It's just that I like seeing other friends from school, and the gym is the perfect place for that.
Ha! Is that why you stand around talking so much instead of doing exercise?
Very funny. See you at 8 then.
Okay.